Let's talk a little bit more about Bob Dylan. Robert Allen Zimmerman, born in Duluth, Minnesota, grew up in Hibbing, Minnesota. What year was it that you played with him?
Mainly 1981.
I suppose like anybody else, he could be talkative, he could be up, he could be down.
He was pretty stable the years that I was around him, and maybe the mystique factor was down a little bit because it was the gospel period. He was disarming, and if he were here right now, I'd be like a regular guy talking, you know. There was some of that, and sometimes he wouldn't, but mostly with me, he was regular guy.
So this mystique that he liked to project of him being reclusive.
No, he's all of that.
He is all of that.
Yeah. He's just like that other story. He ain't playing Bob Dylan. He's Bob Dylan. And I don't know what that's about. You know the blind man filling the elephant reference? It's old fable or something, whatever you call that. There's five blind men. They don't know what an elephant is. And so they're going to show them an elephant. And one guy's feeling the side of the elephant. He's going, an elephant is like a wall. It's big, you know, kind of a hard wall. And one guy's got the trunk, and he said, well, an elephant, it's like a hose, like a fire hose. That's what an elephant is. That story is so great because that's the way we live our lives. We're just blind men filling a part of the elephant. Getting the whole picture is really hard.
Right.
And so I just saw part of the elephant. I know the Bob Dylan I know, and it was a great period to know him because everything was straight ahead. We prayed before the gigs. He loved music, and he loved Oklahoma. He loved Leon, and he loved Cale. He didn't like the slick anything and all of that you might imagine Bob Dylan to be, and he was all of that. I think he loved me. I believe that he did, and I believe part of what he loved on the gig is that, you know, you either choke or you swing when you get up to bat. And I have choked at times, but I intellectually or consciously was not going to just cower or not do it. So when he pointed to me, I played. I turned up loud and played. I'm not a great musician. And I think part of what he loved was I was apt to make a mistake at any time. You know, it was not the regular. Now, Fred Tackett played in the band, session guy, played with a million people. He never made any mistakes.
If you made a mistake, did Mr. Dylan get on you about it, or you laugh about it, or just ignore it?
I don't even know that I did. I just know I stepped up and played with authority.
You probably did make any.
Well, I had to have. You know, they just released the gospel years. Every once in a while, the company puts out massive compilations. They call them bootlegs. There's a recording of every Bob Dylan appearance since he was a little kid. Mm. They're such fanatics. You can find them all. To fight that, they started making official compilations and titling them bootlegs, and we're up to bootleg 10 or 12 or something by now. And whether they called it bootleg, I don't know, but that's what this is, and it's the gospel years. I was in one of those years, at 79, 80, and 81. By the time I played, he was playing the old songs too, so it was a perfect time. He was straight ahead as a guy and as a band leader and as my friend.
You said you prayed before every concert. Is that when he had been converted to Christianity?
It was his gospel period, yeah.
Doesn't he refute that later on, that he never was born again?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think he refuted it?
I've never read that or heard that. Some friend of mine called and said, well, I got a video I was going to send you. It's Bob Dylan made a deal with the devil. And I said, yeah, I know those are out there, but I don't want to see him. And he said, well, yeah, but they say, look, Bob Dylan disappeared for a while and came back and he had this superhuman power. I said, well, it's just a bunch of crap, and I don't want to hear it. Don't mention to me again. But, yeah, you can get on YouTube and follow some rabbit hole stuff of how Bob's a Satanist or something. It's just nonsense. He's just a regular guy. He absorbs stuff. He's always been religious, and there's been a religious nature to his songs since he started. Some of them, in a characteristically Bob Dylan way, are less transparent than those gospel years. But the way I would think about it, and I didn't know Keith Green, but there's a top of the heap of the Christian songwriters, not like Andre Crouch, but a hip to the jive kind of guy. Bob Dylan met Keith Green, and he started going to those Bible studies with Keith Green. Bob's not much for going at something half-heartedly, but he's Jewish, of course.
Yes.
You know that Jesus was as well.
Yes.
So
yes,
you laugh, but if you think that some big overwhelming percentage of people in those mega churches really believed Jesus was Jewish, you are kidding yourself. They believed Jesus was a white guy from America.
Wow.
And he was not white at all. He was Jewish.
Right.
And they nailed him to the cross for being all those things. I'm a really religious fanatic kind of guy. But it was a gospel period. And when I joined, they'd already done 2 years of him getting booed, where he did nothing but sing Christian songs that he had written and essentially preach from the stage. When I joined the band, it was more like he's going to sing like a Rolling Stone again, mixed with the gospel songs. I watched him write some of those gospel songs. We had the gospel singers with us. They're not fooling. It isn't that they hired some singers to get up and sing some gospel-style parts. These are people out of the church. So we prayed as a group.
He must have liked that about you, too, because that was not new to you. That was your growing.
That was a perfect time for me. You could say God's hand.
Right. And so the two of you had that natural bond.
I think so. The joke was I'd come to rehearsal and say, Bob, what's happening? In a vernacular, stylized way. And he'd say more than once, I don't know. Jesus is coming back. That's all I know. That is what's happening.
Right.
He would probably deny that right now. But, you know.
Do you think he's strayed from all that now?
No, I don't. I think he realized, like me, he's older than me. It's much bigger picture than you think of when you're a young kid. I'm telling you that I'm sitting here on this farm, and when I was a little kid on this farm, my relatives, I had people still alive that thought God was right up above the clouds, some old white man sitting in a little chair, sitting on his throne up above the heavens, you know? You start to realize how vast the universe is. But anyway, so Bob Dylan, religious period, perfect time for me to be with him.